Now, the Iraqi Interior Minister says that Saudi Arabia has asked his country to mediate between Tehran and Riyadh in order to ease tensions between the two countries. Qasem al-Araji said that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had officially asked for Iraq's mediation. The Iraqi Interior Minister said that similar demands had been issued previously. Al-Araji said that Baghdad believes close ties between Iran and Saudi Arabia would restore security to a crisis-ridden region. He's speaking during a meeting with Iran's Interior Minister Abdulrezzak Rahmani Fazli in Tehran. Fazli said that Tehran had always sought strong neighborly ties with Riyadh, as such effective cooperation was a core principle of Iran's foreign policy. Ties between Iran and Saudi Arabia have strained in recent years over conflicting views on regional developments. And now joining us for another story out of Washington is Mr. Michael Springman, former U.S. diplomat. Hello, Mr. Springman. Thanks for joining us, sir. Are you shocked at all by this gesture?
I am. It's an amazing thing. Granted that a year ago, Iraq had tried to mediate between Saudi Arabia and Iran over the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. But at the same time, the Iraqis have in the past accused the Saudis of having a culture of terrorism and of exporting violence and terrorists to operate in Iraq against the legitimate government there. So it's really surprising, and I'm not quite sure what to make of it. Granted that Winston Churchill had said talking is better than fighting, and in his phrase, jaw is better than war. But in Mohammed bin Salman's case, he's the man who's been the driving force behind the attacks on Yemen and on pressure on Qatar to cut relations with Iran. And he has been the man behind the increased Saudi tension and hostility towards Iran. So I don't know whether the guy is beginning to see light or whether he has realized he's in over his head and is trying to cut his losses, or whether he truly believes that he can really do something and then change his ways. At the moment, I'm not sure. But I would be hopeful that Iraq could do something, but given Saudi activity in the past, I'm not sure.
But Iran's had this door open. It's tried for dialogue a few times, but and it hasn't really materialized. So why do you think now? And you said you're a little bit perplexed by it. But if you were to give it your best guess, I mean, it could have some kind of root in Syria. You mentioned Yemen. It could even be Qatar. It could even be Iraq, being the fact that they contacted Iraq for this mediation. What's your best guess, sir?
Well, my best guess is that Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, thinks perhaps he's overextended himself with his war in the region, or wars in the region, I guess is a better way of phrasing it, and realizing that Iran is a good, solid regional power, and it is better to be on good terms with Iran than to be on bad terms with Iran. And I think Iraq in the middle is a good thing, because Iraq, I think, can understand both sides of the spectrum.
And if ties do improve between these two countries, how would Washington fit into this equation? We know it's a strong Saudi ally. At the same time, it's been becoming more hostile towards Iran as of late. So how would that complicate things?
Well, I think it would complicate things for President Trump. He's been pushing this hatred of Iran and firmly climbing into bed with the Saudis and pulling the covers over their heads. But I think that he would have to accept this, that he can only dictate so much, and he has been relying on Saudi Arabia, one regional power, uniting with the other regional power, Iran, and on better diplomatic and political terms would ultimately be a good thing. And it would not affect really American foreign policy, except perhaps to temper it and make it come a little bit closer to reality and dealing with countries on a basis of conduct based on common sense.
Thanks for joining us again, Mr. Michael Springman out of Washington, former U.S. diplomat. Thanks for your input.